This is the Tent Talks Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 37 of the Tent Talks Podcast. My name's Joe. I'm a Beaver Scout leader from the West Midlands. So let's talk scouting. So 2 weeks ago was Jamboree on the Air and Jamboree on the Internet, encouraging scouts to connect over the airwaves and over the internet. This month's episode, we're going to be focusing on Jamboree on the Internet. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you may recognise the guest who I'm about to introduce. He's the County Youth Commissioner for Oxfordshire, as well as running one of the major platforms for Jamboree on the Internet. It's Joseph from Oxfordshire Scouts Minecraft server. Hello, Joseph.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm good, thank you.
So what is Jamboree on the Internet?
So Jamboree on the Internet is, or Jotty, I've heard a number of pronunciations of it, is the primary internet Jamboree type thing. So it's based off the World Scout Jamboree forum, where, you know, a number of countries get together in a single place, connect over the internet, and communicate via a number of platforms, whether it be chats, video call, or Minecraft, in my case.
Okay, so how does Oxfordshire Scouts link into Jamboree on the Internet?
So we link in via a number of ways. So Oxfordshire Scouts as a whole, we do run a number of events in the county, but specifically for the Oxfordshire Scouts Minecraft server, we run the Oxfordshire Scouts Minecraft server, which is one of the primary ways, as you said in your intro very kindly, scouts across the world communicate. And we run a number of different services, I guess you call it. We have a game mode on Minecraft. We do survival, creative. We have a number of mini games on the server as well. And we also provide facilities for groups as well to complete badges on the server.
Over the Jamboree on the Internet weekend, how many people do you reckon logged into the server?
I haven't done the numbers yet. One of my team is producing a research paper for me. He has a background in research, I guess. So, but we think roughly 170 people across the entire weekend, which actually, for the smallest of the three major platforms, I think is really successful. And we grew roughly 40% over last year. So in terms of not growth, we exceeded my target.
So obviously Jamboree on the Internet, has happened now, but can people join the server even outside of Jamboree on the Internet?
Of course. So we do a number of different side projects, I guess, outside of the Jamboree Internet. So recently we had a number of server resources donated by a server company based in the US, and they saw the great work that we were doing, and they said, you know, we'd love to sponsor you to partner with us locally to run it indefinitely. As previously, we'd only been running for Jotty. So we opened up the city to do a number of group sessions. So these group sessions, as I mentioned earlier, allow groups to book onto the server and complete a number of badges. So they complete, currently at the moment, they complete the international badge for Cubs and Scout sections, and then the Dish Maker staged 1 and 2 badges as well for the UK badge program. And then we also have, that's during the week and the evening, so leaders can just jump on. The badge pack's all prepared. We've got RAs pre-prepared as well. So all the risk tests, all the hard work is done for you. You really just need to log on with the group in a setting that you feel comfortable with, for the virtual scouting, or in your heart, if you're lucky enough to have Wi-Fi. I certainly don't at my local scout hut. You can log on that way. The other thing we do is these free play weekends, as we call them, which are weekends where the server is open and ready for young people to join as individuals rather than as part of their groups. We have one coming up next weekend, actually.
It will be this weekend as the podcast goes out.
This weekend as the podcast goes out.
If you're listening as the podcast goes out, the server should be open if you're listening in the daytime.
Brilliant. Well, there you go. And absolutely. So running for the weekend of the 4th and 5th of November, Friday to the Sunday. And we do a number of different things on there it'd be Halloween themed. We're going to have Halloween themed games and a Halloween themed build competition as well. And they're sort of to be confirmed. But all of the details will be on our Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. That's the one I was missing. They all sort of merge into one on social media. So that's what I was going for. And they'll be all on there ready for groups and they'll be shared across all the different virtual groups that tend to float about with Oxfordshire Scouts.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to sort of add?
I want to thank everyone who joined over the weekend of Jotty. It was an excellent event. And if you're a group and you're wanting some support, send me an email at minecraft@oxfordscouting.org.uk if you've got any questions or queries.
That's the one thing I forgot to say. Yeah. How do people get the server details?
Well, they can email me at minecraft@oxenscouting.org.uk or our soon-to-be website, which I don't have a web address for yet. So the website will be released soon as well. But all of those methods are totally valid. So shoot me an email. Email is the most direct and best way. And you'll receive an email from myself or one of the team, and we'll reach out to you.
And once that website's live, I will add that to the description of the podcast. So check there to see if you're listening in the future. Check to see if the website exists. If not, send him an email, and that will get you the server details.
Absolutely, yeah, no, absolutely. We are open to scouts from across the world. I mean, this charity we had, oh goodness, we had scouts from Japan, Belgium, Norway, Sweden, and a number of other. Another number of other countries joined. So it really was a truly international event. Obviously, during the daytime, so we say we cater for the UK badge program. But that's not to say that our free weekends aren't open for international scouting.
Thank you for joining me this month.
No problem at all.
So as Joseph said, you can send an email to get the server details. You can join as a group or you can join as an individual with free play weekends as well as group sessions. And working towards badges. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll hope to see you again soon.
I hope so too. Thanks very much.